Morning, all.
Good morning.
As we're singing about this is who God is, this is who He is, I'd just like to bring this scripture, which for me just really speaks about who Christ is, who Jesus is. It's from Colossians 1, verse 15 onwards. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through Him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through Him and for Him. He existed before anything else, and He holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is the body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So He is first in everything. For God in all of His fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through Him God reconciled everything to Himself.
Amen.
He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. And this includes you who were once far from God. You were His enemies, separated from Him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now He has reconciled you to Himself through the death of Christ in His physical body. As a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you have received when you heard the good news. I love that scripture because it describes Christ, Christ Jesus, the Son of God. He was there at the start. He was consulted about the creation of the earth. And He's in everything. He created everything. And with that in mind, I just get blown away every time when you think that Jesus came to the very earth that we walk on now in the restrictions of human flesh for His love for creation. And you just think about, He was there at the start. He's supreme. He is almighty. He was at the Father's right hand, and He chose to walk amongst humanity because He loved them so much. And I just love how it flows down, the scripture flows down, talks about who Christ is, and then how He came to be with us and to connect to us because He wanted to reconcile us to Himself. And I'll just go back through where it says, you've been reconciled, He has reconciled you to Himself through the death of Christ in His physical body. And as a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault. But then the next scripture, it says, but you must continue to believe this truth that we've just said, and stand firmly in it. And don't drift away from the assurance you have received when you heard this good news. So as we share the communion this morning, let's be reminded, let's be assured of what this good news is that we've heard and we hear every day, that we are holy and blameless. We are reconciled with God, the God of all of heaven and earth, who cares about us and wants to be connected with us. And He's created the way. So let's not drift away. Let's be reminded of that truth and stand firmly in it. Let's stand together this morning and we'll pray. Lord, I love the heading in the Bible of this verse where it says, Christ is supreme. I love that, that you are supreme over all of creation. And we declare that over our life, over our state, our situation, our bodies, that you are supreme, Lord. And we thank you for the path that you created by coming to this earth, Lord. You are the way. You are the only way to live in this life, to be in such a peaceful situation, to be connected to you, Lord. It's just, it is amazing. The creator of the heavens and the earth, we can be connected through Jesus to the Father, and I just get blown away. And we thank you for your body that was broken and bruised on behalf of humanity. You are the Savior, and we look to you and we love you, Lord. We thank you. And we thank you for the precious blood of Christ that was spilt. It just speaks so loudly and cleanses and renews, strengthens. We thank you for your blood, Lord.